The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, a member of the National Partnership for Safe Water. Information about the partnership, tap water quality and treatment, water supply sources, and more is included in our annual water quality report. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It is strawberry time. The core, the traditional time of strawberries, and they are just so very good. When you shop at the farmers market for strawberries, they usually come in those little blue containers. They're in pints or quarts, or you can even buy a whole gallon of them. I often recommend you at least buy some for now and some for later, because if I buy strawberries, I know that half of them aren't going to make it home because I'll have snacked on them on the way. So make sure you always prepare so that if you have a recipe that calls for 1 gallon of strawberries to make freezer jam, for example, that you'll want to get a little bit more because you're going to snack on some of those as you make your way home or as you're slicing them up, and you want to make sure you have enough for your recipe. There's always those go-to traditional uses like strawberry shortcake, just slicing up the strawberries to put on top of some angel food cake or with some whipped cream maybe. Or you can do some preservation techniques so you can have strawberries later in the year. Freezer jam, which is a kind of refrigerated frozen product that you can then put on bread or toast that doesn't require any canning, because canning can take some specialized equipment and some skill and know-how. Another fun way to use some fairly fresh strawberries, or maybe you can even slightly broil the strawberries or roast the strawberries and add them to a bruschetta. Instead of having the basil and the cheese and the tomato on top of the bread, you can do a strawberry and a ricotta and maybe some mint or basil on top of the bread. And that's a really interesting way. Drizzle it still with the olive oil, the balsamic, and it's a really delicious way to use some strawberries until we get peak tomato season, where that might be something that you are typically making. On that same note, you could make another substitute for tomatoes and make a strawberry salsa. Wouldn't want to heat that or cook that too hot. Instead of doing tortilla chips, you could take some tortillas or pita bread and put a cinnamon sugar on them and do them sort of like the cinnamon butter toast that some of us grew up with. Use those as crackers to dip into the salsa. Instead of the cilantro, you might want to substitute mint, but that's really up to you. It's a good way to try something savory and sweet all at the same time.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about strawberries in the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
Strawberries, a lot of people don't realize that each one of the little dots on the outside is a seed. Sometimes they can get stuck in your teeth, and if you're choosing the ones that are perfectly ripe, they usually won't have that issue. It's when they're being picked early and the seeds haven't fully matured. Sometimes you'll get them so that they're a little harder and that they do get stuck in your teeth. If you're having trouble with that, you can always use a cook preparation for the strawberries, make a strawberry syrup or strawberry jam, and then strain that. That can help get out some of those seeds that would get stuck in your teeth and you don't necessarily love that. Really, I would use a fine mesh strainer. I mean, that would get most of those out of the way, especially the bigger ones that might cause some issues if you have some sort of dental implant or braces even. You could use a cheesecloth, or depending if you're making a super fine syrup for a cocktail, you might use something like a coffee filter. You're going to lose some of that color and some of the other flavors in that, but it'd still be really good to add to mixed drinks and things like that. This time of year, when it's a little bit hot, a little bit cold in the mornings, and the temperature seems to fluctuate, I think a really good go-to is strawberry lemonade made with fresh macerated strawberries. Slice strawberries fairly thinly, cover them with an equal part of granulated white sugar, and let that sit in the refrigerator for overnight. Mix in 1 or 2 tablespoons of that into a lemonade, and you've made some really, really good strawberry lemonade or pink lemonade. And it really didn't take much work at all. It's a great way to really enjoy the berries and have a refreshing drink on days where you just need a little pick-me-up. You can also can. I always encourage people to check into their local extension office for canning information, classes, or they can also share recipes on how to best can things like tomatoes or strawberries in this case, and make sure that you're doing it safe and that they'll last. And if you have an old family recipe, they can sometimes look over those old family recipes and see if they think they're going to be safe, because the way that we canned 100 years ago is a little different than we do now. We want to make sure that we're following best practices.